Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Bill Schley back on the show. Bill is a great member of our Brain Trust, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And he's an award-winning marketing expert. He's an author, an international speaker. He's the president of Schley Brand, and I think that's the name of the new name of his company. He's the author of The Microscript Rules and the co-author of Why Johnny Can't Brand, and he's our good friend. Bill Schley, welcome back to the show.
It's always good to be here.
Good to have you back. Schley Brand, is that? No.
Schley Brand, that's close enough.
Okay.
We'll take
all right.
That one.
All right. I want to make sure I get that right. One of the things, Bill, that I've been talking a lot about lately is what I call, what other people know as America's exceptionalism.
Yes.
America is exceptional on many levels. And let me just say this again, because I like to take every opportunity I can to say this. When America is exceptional, the world benefits. And one of the most important components, one of the most important elements of America's exceptionalism is entrepreneurship. And the fact that being entrepreneurial is part of America's DNA. What do you think?
You know, it sounds like you got an advanced copy of my book, and you plagiarized here. That was
well. You know, Bill, you've been a member of my Brain Trust a long time. I listen when you speak. I learn from you.
Well, it's absolutely true. We're starting to I've been sort of on the show, I guess, as a guest for a long time. We've gone through several books together, and being a branding guy, as I was, you know, you're always trying to get to the essence of things. You're always trying to find what's the center of the problem,
right,
the heart
right.
of the problem, and how do you focus on the one thing that matters. And that's important in branding, but it's also important in business. And so when we decided, a colleague and I decided to write a book on entrepreneurship, it was the same thing. How do we get to the essence of what this is? So we went to... We read a book called The Startup Nation, which is about Israel.
Right.
And Israel's sort of a startup miracle. You know, they're about 4% of our size, but they have the second highest number of successful startups.
A lot of entrepreneurs over there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any country in the world. So we said, hey, we got to go there and see what they're doing, you know. And that book was called Startup Nation. Well, you realize pretty quickly, we're the original startup nation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, America is, talk about American exceptionalism, we are the original startup nation, and we still lead the world. It's just that we are in danger of losing it.
Why do you say that?
Because we're in danger of losing it because of all the global competition. We still produce an awful lot of entrepreneurs, but we have to produce a whole lot more. We have to get back to being entrepreneurial, not only in young people thinking about entrepreneurship as a career, as people thinking about not going out and getting a job, but going out and creating a job.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's going to be. Job creators, not job seekers.
Mm-hmm.
More and more and more and more. The old jobs that we've had aren't coming back. You know, we're going to have to invent that. But that happens to be America's greatest strength. That's the most exceptional thing about this country. So we looked at Israel and what was going on there. We looked back at America, too. We said, well, we think America is starting to miss the essence of what entrepreneurship really is. But America has to remember, first of all, that you know, when you say it's in our DNA, I mean, literally, if you think about this, every single settler, every single immigrant who came to this country had to take a risk,
major,
and a leap of faith
to
even get here.
Their life,
right?
And their family's life, and they left and they left everything behind. I mean, whoever they had ever known in their lives, they were never going to see them again.
That's That's right. And so the people that came here by nature were adventurers, they were strivers, free thinkers,
the people
dreamers,
who didn't have that
right?
stayed home.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing about an entrepreneur is the number one thing about an entrepreneur is he first of all, he or she imagines something that they don't have that mm-hmm. they want. They imagine something better,
right.
a better life, a better job, more safety, whatever it is that they imagine. And the only difference is that an entrepreneur decides to get up and start doing it.
An entrepreneur imagines it and then believes enough in themselves and in the environment around them, meaning our marketplace and our contract environment. The strength of a contract, all of that, which is part of liberty. That's the thing that comes with entrepreneurship is liberty. We're going to talk about that combination of those two things with Bill Schley after these messages. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Driving, moving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.